Well, self-therapy would be really just to get some things down. Mum and Dad came yesterday, brought my new car, which I'm so thrilled with. It's in such good condition, and it's it drives. It's like sitting in an armchair. It's really great. It's a Land Rover Discovery, but it's 15 years old. It's only got 71,000 on the clock, and it's only got a 2-litre engine, which is unusual for Discoveries because they're big old vehicles, but they were produced to be more environmentally friendly and comply with some EU legislation, and then not discontinued after a little while. But they're still great. I mean, it's a 2-litre 16-valve engine. It's still, I'm not pulling a caravan or any kind of trailer, although it has got a tow bar on, so I can take a pick up a trailer if, for example, we needed to go and get some chickens or... Anyway, it's just generally been a very interesting day for me yesterday. My mum and dad, apart from the excitement of the car, spent the day with us, and I spent a lot of time with my dad, who's, they're both lovely, but, well, I think I'll leave it to people who know my history from previous booze that I've had a difficult relationship at times, or a distant... Leaving that aside, me and my dad made massive, massive progress yesterday, and we did the week before. We were chatting a lot. We just spent the day together. We're doing some gardening together, and it's lovely. It's not the word. It's much more significant than just being lovely. It's pretty powerful stuff for me. It was an emotional day at one point. Just me and my dad out. We were getting a dog guard for Poppy in the cut for the back of the Land Rover. That's why I bought it, really, so I can get Poppy around in off-road situations and stuff. And yeah, we had some real heart-to-hearts, and he even said something to me, which was just, it shows that he's real insight. He's been reading into depression as well, so he understands what's been happening with me. And fortunately, Monty Don apparently is. Well, I say fortunately, I don't mean any ill to Monty Don, but he suffers from depression. And has had a similar sort of set of mental illnesses or symptoms to those I've experienced. So not only is Dad a keen gardener, he's also a big fan of Monty Don, and hadn't read his book and then started reading it, and it turns out he talks a lot about his depression and stuff. So my dad's got this real new insight that he didn't have last time we spoke, and and it was a real comfort to me, and it really made me feel like, the most important man in my life got me at last, and yeah, just other things. Like, he said something to me which was about the school that I went to, and he said, because he knows it messed me up in many ways, and he said that to me out of the blue, almost. He sort of said, Mark, your mum and I have one huge regret in life, and we're not prone to regrets, but it's sending you to that school. And there's a tragedy there, because they struggled to send me to that school. We didn't have a proper family holiday for 7 years while I went there, because it was expensive. Although I did get an assisted place, pass an exam kind of thing. But it's always been a subject of much guilt for me, because I hated it with a passion, had a not very nice time there, and yet knew that my parents were moving life and limb to make sure I could go there, because to their fairly, I don't mean this in any derogatory, this is purely factual, fairly rudimentary educational standards that they'd got to when before they ended up needing to work by necessity. The school I went to was simply a great school with a good track record and a 400-year history, and my uncle, my mum's brother, had been there before me, and he turned out great, so, why not? And so it was, it's a massive thing, really. It's the sort of thing that if I had started my therapy yet, which is starting hopefully soon, it'll be one of the things I'll be talking a lot about, I'd imagine, because I have this huge capacity to pretend things are alright when they're not, or I did have before my breakdowns, and a lot of that comes from the fact that from 11 years old, according to the psychiatrist, every day of my life I practiced very hard, looking like I was enjoying it, because I didn't want to upset my parents. And so it's a bit of a weird old mess in terms of guilt, psychosis and stuff. It's just that one element of it all, really, but it's a really hugely positive move to have, move forward. You know, that I think, I don't think it's that uncommon for people to know their parents, the lovely people they are, love them to pieces, but have reached adulthood and realised that they've been raging against a lack of understanding of themselves and a lack of any proper deep level communication with their parents. When they had the opportunity, like, you know, I left home and that was the end of the opportunity in many ways, and in many ways that was good. I was running away. In other ways it was damaging over a period of 20 years, and damaging because, you know, the job I ended up doing after leaving university was very much the sort of job my school would have loved me to do. A job in the Lloyd's of London insurance market, up to a senior level and then onto consultant. You know, it was a textbook public school career path. It was also the one that I hated from day one. And I'd basically needed a little bit of help from my parents when I graduated to prevent me having to take this job. I don't blame them for that at all, but I did wonder why they'd helped me for 7 years to do something I didn't want to do, and then when I needed to just have a 3 month period to look for a job as opposed to have to go in on a Monday to start one, because of finances. That was the real period in my life I needed a bit of support, and because it didn't fit there needs. They were very happy to see me go and get a city job, and but they were very pleased that I'd gone to the interview on their kind of insistence, or at least go to the interview, that kind of thing. I don't blame them for any of this, don't get me wrong. I must sound awfully ungrateful. They're the most lovely people, my mum and dad, but all of this does contribute to a complex personality disorder, for want of a better description, that doesn't help me in certain aspects at all, and ultimately, you know, was at the heart of my breakdown. So anyway, long and gibbery for my benefit, I'm afraid. It's my continuing diary of my mental health and my recovery. I can say that, what, despite having a little tear with my dad yesterday, that only brought us closer. We had a big hug, we talked lots and lots, and he's an hour away in the car now. And he loves gardening, and I'm vegetable gardening here. So he's very likely to be up in the week when Claude's at work, which will keep me company and bond us even more. With this car, I left it completely to his discretion. I gave him a kind of brief and knew it was his area. So we didn't even go and see it, Claude and I. We left my parents and to do that. Intentionally, with a kind of desire for them to understand that whilst we may not have wanted them organising our wedding for us, and we may not have wanted them telling us how to live our lives, we definitely want them to be a big part of our lives, and you know, we hope that we can have the kind of relationship where it's not about disagreeing, it's about discussing and coming to kind of useful conclusions with the support of your family. So it's real progress anyway, real progress. I think I'm repeating it for my own benefit, just to kind of understand it. It was very a big milestone in my personal life. It's not really, but very directly related to my mental health. You know, I know we all love our parents, or most of us love our parents for good reason, but that doesn't mean to say we can't have difficult relationships with them. And it's very, very heartening when you feel like you're getting an opportunity to develop the relationship you wanted to have with them, an adult one of mutual respect. You know, at the age of 38, my dad's in his late 60s, mum's in about 65. My dad's had cancer and got over it, and I nearly, you know, that was a disturbing time. that featured just before my breakdown. I'm sure that had an element, in part to do with it. Yes, so major milestone, long boo. But no other way of. I mean, I'm rushing it as it is, really, to say everything I'm thinking. I'm trying to just free flow into the phone. But the fact is, it's a it's a huge area. Here's Poppy with one of my shoes because she wants to play, and I shall just have to ignore her while she chews it. Anyway, have a good day. I'm going to be washing cars and making vegetable patches. I'll boost in. Cheers.